Well, you're obviously exceptionally good company because the time has flown by and it's almost time for me to go because we're nearly out of room on this audio CD. The last thing I want to cover is a really important thing. Where to from here? There is so much that is still left to cover. Browsing the web, surfing the internet from anywhere from a wireless hotspot, listening to audio in high quality stereo, be it an MP3 file, a Windows Media file, or a radio station on the internet. It just goes on and on, the things that you can do with your BrowNote or VoiceNote Empower, and we're really keen to make sure that you make the most of this amazing technology that you have. To help you with that, we've included a comprehensive user guide right into the unit. The nice thing about this is that, sure, you can use the context-sensitive help, and in many cases, once you understand the basics of moving around the menus, then that will tell you what you need to know. But if you really want to become a master of this technology that you have, then please do take the time to go through the user guide and read it, and you can do that from anywhere. It would be a very bulky Braille document, for example, because it is so comprehensive, and hard copy Braille is a really bulky medium, and yet we have the entire, not just the help, but the entire user manual built right in to your BrailleNote or VoiceNote Empower. Let's talk about how to get to the user guide. As I say, it is built into Keysoft so that you could look it up at any time that you want, wherever you are. Using either the table of contents or the index to locate a reference, the user guide will take you directly to the topic that you want to read. If you want to read the user guide as a book rather than open specific references, then you can simply open the chapter or appendix in the book reader on your BrowNote or VoiceNote Empower, just like any other book file. Let's show you how to do that. I'll go to the main menu at this point.
Main menu.
And let's press B to get into the book reader.
Read book in which folder? Press enter or general.
Now in this case, it's not the general folder that we want, so we'll introduce you to another concept. I'm going to press the backspace key now.
Drive, press enter or flash disk.
And it's now asking me for the drive on which the document I want to read is located. I'm going to press K, and that will get us into the Keysoft system disk.
Keysoft system disk, read book in which folder? Press enter or none.
And I'm going to press the spacebar to move through the folders on the Keysoft system disk. The Keysoft system disk, in brief, is the place where we at HumanWare store the program files and other material that come bundled with your BrowNote or VoiceNote Empower.
List of folders on Keysoft system disk.
I'll press the spacebar once again to move through them until we get to manual.
Application data, books, documents and settings, downloads, manual.
And there's the manual. I can also, once I'm in the list of folders, press the initial letter of that folder, so I could just press M for manual. I'll press enter.
Book name, press enter or 01 getting started BB.
And I can now move through the chapters of the user guide.
List of all files in manual folder.
I press the space bar and now I'm in a list of files.
01 getting started BB. 02 hardware BB. 03 word processing BB. 04 book reader BB.
So there they all are, and if I want to jump to an appendix, I could just press the initial letter, so A for appendix.
Appendix A user settings BB.
And let's go in there just to show you that it works. We'll press enter.
Top of document. Appendix.
And the appendix A is now open in the book reader. I can press read with G on a QT unit or space with G on a BT, and it will start to read.
Appendix A user settings for BrailleNote Empower BT. The following user settings should be set up and slash or checked on the BrailleNote Empower BT. 8.1 speech.
And there we go, it's now going to read that to us. So this is useful if you just want to read an entire chapter from cover to cover. If you want to browse for specific references, then our user guide application is a better choice, and we'll talk about that now. Let's just go to the main menu.
Main menu.
Now we can go to the options menu at this point, function with O on a QT, space with O on a BT unit, and then choose the user guide option from there. There is a quick key that you can use, and you don't have to be at the main menu to use this quick key. If you want to get into the user guide quickly, just press read with help on a QT or backspace and enter with H on a BT. So I'm going to press backspace and enter with H because I have a BT.
Press T for table of contents or I for index.
And in this case, I'll press T to open the table of contents for the user guide.
Table of contents, BrailleNote BT table of contents.
And again, it's just another Keysoft menu, so I can press the spacebar to navigate. You can see that in Keysoft, things are done very consistently.
Getting started. Braille modem power BT hardware. Word processor.
Let's say we wanted to find out a bit more about the word processor, so I'll press enter.
Word processor subindex.
And we're in a subindex that allows us to move through specific topics in the word processor chapter.
Word processor. What is a word processor? Braille and text. The keyword menu. Documents, folders, and drives. Opening a document. Naming a document. Creating a document. Reading a document. Review commands.
Let's take a look at the review commands. To do that, I simply press enter. And if I didn't know that, I can press the help key.
To select this entry, press enter. To move forward or back through the list, press space or press backspace. To return to the table of contents, press space with E. Review commands.
And if you are in a QT, it would be escape, of course, as opposed to space with E on a BT.
3.9 review commands.
So I pressed enter to go into section 3.9 review commands, and I can now read this section by pressing space with G on a BT, read with G on a QT, and if you have a Braille node in power, you'll see that it's also come up on your Braille display, and you can use the thumb keys to navigate.
3.9 review commands. The following discussion is applicable when reading the Braille display and when listening to a document. 3.9.1 moving to either end of a line.
And off it goes now with the information from the user guide. Another cool feature is if we go back to the main menu now.
Main menu.
And I could be in any other application. I could be surfing the web and maybe I'm looking at the manual to find out how to use the web browser while I'm surfing. If I now press backspace and enter with H, or if you have a QT, it would be read with help. You'll notice that it remembers where I last was.
Continue reading review commands.
So I can press yes.
Yes, 3.9.1 moving to either end of a line.
And I'm back in section 3.9.1, which, as you recall, is a section where I exited the user guide. So this is good because it means that if you're learning a Keysoft application and you're using the Keysoft application, you can quickly switch to and from. You can find out about the quick keys to invoke the various applications in this user guide. There are hotkeys which will allow you to easily zap from the manual to the specific application that you want to be in, and the whole thing is extremely efficient. That said, if you're the kind of person who prefers to have the user guide on one device while you're using another, then remember that on the CD that came with your Braille Note or Voice Note in power, you'll find that the user guides are available in Word, in text, in HTML, and in PDF format. So there should be some format there that's suitable for you, so that if you want to read the user guide on a PC while working with your Empower, then you'll have no difficulty doing that. And sadly, it's time for me to go. Hopefully by now you have a basic understanding of your new Braille Note or Voice Note Empower and Keysoft, how to navigate the menus, how to get help, how to look at the user guide for further information. A good starting point from now on is to browse through the table of contents of your user guide, as this is going to provide you with an appreciation of the topics covered in the user guide. Chapter 1 is the Getting Started chapter, and it offers very similar information to that which I've tried to relay in this audio CD. In some respects, though, it is more comprehensive, and of course, it is specific to your particular model of Empower. So you might like to just review what we've covered by looking at Chapter 1, the Getting Started Guide. Chapter 2 concerns practical hardware matters like the batteries, port connectors, and card slots. So that's an important chapter as well. To read Chapter 2, just follow the procedure that I discussed in the previous section. You'll find Chapter 2 in the table of contents, and you can select it from there to start reading. After Chapter 2, most of the remainder of the user guide is all about Keysoft, so you can pick and choose what to read depending on what you want to do. For example, you might be really keen to get on the internet, surf the web, do some email, so the internet chapters may be of greater interest to you. If you're new to Keysoft, you might want to work through Chapter 3 though, which introduces the basic word processor functions. The word processor functions are often used in other applications. If you know the basic word processing techniques, for example, it will really help you to do email and even to manipulate the web effectively. You might then want to read Chapter 5, which deals with the functions available via the Options menu, or Chapter 7 for advanced word processing features if word processing is important to you. Chapter 4 covers the book reader and how to download books from Bookshare.org of particular interest to you if you're in the United States. And Chapter 6 covers how to emboss or print documents. Alternatively, you can read Chapter 8 on the calculator, Chapter 9 on the planner, or Chapter 10 on the address list. If you're interested in using email or accessing the web or using the other connectivity options that your BrailleNote or VoiceNote Empower offers, you might like to read Chapter 13 on connectivity, then Chapter 11 on the email, or Chapter 12 on the web browser, depending on your interest and requirements. Chapter 14 describes use of the file and folder management and the translation of files from text to Braille and other formats. Chapter 15 covers the utilities menu, where topics like backing up, a very important thing to do, and restoring files and software upgrades are discussed. Chapter 16 covers the media player and audio recorder facilities. Chapter 17 provides a convenient listing of all of the keyboard commands for your unit. These are categorized under general commands as well as commands for each of the applications of Keysoft. You might find it tedious to read a user guide, but we have endeavored to make sure it's full of useful information, and it's surprising what sticks in your memory. When people say, "I didn't know you could do that," it usually means they haven't read the user guide. When you get up on the World Wide Web, by all means visit us there at www.humanware.com. That's www.humanware.com. There are resources available there to further assist you with making the most of your unit. We appreciate your business. We hope that you enjoy the BrailleNote or VoiceNote Empower as much as we've enjoyed producing it. And thanks very much for listening to this audio tutorial.